Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When asked, what's the biggest mistake we make in life? The Buddha replied, you think you have time. So you wait to start. You wait to change. You wait to say what matters. You wait to live fully. Don't waste your time waiting.
What's the number one thing that's holding most people back from reaching their full potential?
The story. The story they sell themselves on. Everyone's got a story. And everyone wants to tell you their story of how bad they had it, how hard they had it. And the more times you tell yourself or others that story, the more you reinforce the fact that you're not meant to have happiness, success, abundance. They don't realize that they still hold the pen. There's thousands of empty pages still in that book that they can rewrite that story. But we have to let go of the pages that others have written in our book and realize we got this pen. And we can start writing how the story looks from this day forward.
You lost everything, rebuild it, not once, again. If it falls apart, rebuild it again. If they doubt you, rebuild it again. If life strips you down to nothing but breath and will, rebuild it again and again and again, because rebuilding is not failure, it's proof you survived. Some people only build once, you build from ashes, and every time you rebuild, you become someone who cannot be destroyed. So don't ask why it happened to you, ask how powerful you're becoming by standing up one more time. Rebuild it again.
Some nights you don't want to move, you're just tired. And tired will always suggest tomorrow, but commitment is doing it anyway. The days you'd rather stay in bed are the days that you build self-trust. So you sit up, get up, and you go.
You're not unhappy because your life is hard. You're unhappy because you're resisting it. See, suffering doesn't come from the pain. It comes from your desire for things to be different than they are. You're in a battle with something that you cannot change. So you need to work on acceptance. See, acceptance isn't weakness. It's the gateway to mental freedom. And peace begins the moment that you stop fighting what is going on in your life.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
For 2022 and for life, think strategic. Know why you are doing what you are doing. And then get out there every day and win those small tactical short-term battles so you can win the strategic long-term victory that puts you where you want to be. And it's not going to be easy. The fight, the daily fight, is a challenge. You will not always want to do what you need to do. You will not always feel like doing something you need to do. You may not want to fight that battle, but you need to.
Those times when you get up early and you work hard, those times when you stay up late and you work hard, those times when you don't feel like working, you're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That is actually the dream. That's the dream.
You're strong enough, and your life is worth whatever you have to go through. Whatever you have to do. This dream you got, whatever you want to do, will it be easy to just run out there and do it? No. Will it happen overnight? No. Will it be a struggle? Yes. Will there be times when you can't make ends meet? Yes, that's a part of it. Will there be times you won't know what to do? Yes, that's a part of it.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
See, Unforgettable has everything to do with serving at a level so high, so big, so massive that people feel like they have to change their lives because they crossed your path. And you have to be willing to use every experience that's ever happened in your life, not as a fortress holding you from using your voice, but as the fuel on why you will use your voice. You gotta be willing to not stand in your story, but stand on your story.
The only belief that you need to have, that thing that is going to allow you to take that first step, burn the following statement into your soul. Humans are the ultimate adaptation machine.
Ask yourself this question. What I am doing, what I am about to do, is it going to help me get where I am going? Is this action going to make me stronger or weaker?
Your brain is the only thing you have when you're going through depression, when you're going through hard times, you're going through death. Real life, you're alone. But there's 24 hours in the day where you're alone in this brain. And your brain is talking to you in all kinds of ways. And it wants to control you and pull you in these different pockets. If you can't control your own brain and your brain controls you, you're
See, when you begin to understand and acknowledge your fear, and you go forth anyhow, you go forth in a spirit and a knowing that there's a way that you can begin to handle this. There's a way out here somewhere. There's a solution. what it is that you're seeking, that you have the capacity to whatever comes up, to handle it, to face it. And rather than feeling powerless, you begin to feel powerful.
Always something you can do differently. And once you understand that you can always make a different choice and get a different reaction, and that's the power in your life, that's the power that you have.
That's why people never achieve their strategic goals. They lose the little tactical battles, the death of a thousand cuts. All adds up. Why? Because we don't think about the big picture. 1 degree at a time. 1 degree closer to death. 1 degree closer to failure.
You have a why, you can survive almost any how.
That living your dream, changing your behaviors, overcoming negative habits, it's challenging. It's hard. That living alone is just very difficult. And once we begin to come to grips with the fact that living is difficult, life is very challenging.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
You are the star of your show. You are the director. You're writing the script. And you will determine whether your life is a smash office hit or flop.
Discipline is rooted in the truth we tell ourselves, and discipline delivers long-term strategic success.
The single most important thing in your life is your dream. It's your dream. It's what you dream about. If you see it, you can achieve it. If you don't have vision, you can't make it in this world.
You need something to sustain yourself through that. It's not optional, because the price of existence is so high that without that sustaining meaning, it corrupts you, it embitters you, and once you're embittered, things go downhill rapidly. You get vengeful and you get angry and you get destructive, and there's really no limit to that. And I've been suggesting to people that the sustaining meaning that they can find in their life isn't to be found through happiness, let's say, because happiness doesn't work when you're not happy, when things have gone badly for you, for even for accidental reasons. But you can find sustaining meaning and responsibility.
Because God sent you here, and no human being came to this planet empty. No matter what you've done, if it didn't kill you, there's more left.
Turn your wounds into wisdom. You will be wounded many times in your life. You'll make mistakes. Some people will call them failures. But I have learned that failure is really God's way of saying, excuse me, you're moving in the wrong direction.
A fixed mindset is when you believe your talent and intelligence are fixed traits A growth mindset is when you believe your talent and intelligence are malleable traits, that you can actually change them, you can improve them, you can get better over time, smarter over time, more competent over time. And to do that, you just need to reframe the failure as a learning experience. So that's one of the big ones. People that can really fail without losing their enthusiasm. You've got to stop asking how little you can get away with and start asking one of the most powerful questions in the universe, which is how much can you bear?
You came here loaded, and you came here to make a deposit, and deposit you will make. And if you don't make, you are a generational thief because you stole from the next generation. The next generation is supposed to benefit from what you came to deliver. And if you settle down on what you've done and not do what you could do, then you rob them of what you came to lean for them to enjoy. And that is why you should never allow what you've done to stop you from doing what you could do.
And take responsibility for yourself, and that works. And then if you do that properly, you can take responsibility for your family. And then if you do that properly, you can take responsibility for your community. And you can continue to burden yourself voluntarily, let's say, with a greater and greater range of existential challenges. And all that that does is make more and more and more of you.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And that works as an antidote to the catastrophe of life.
Create the highest, grandest vision possible for your life because you become what you believe.
When you wake up in the morning and your life means something to somebody other than you, that you have a purpose, if you don't go do the things that you're going to do, people's lives will suffer. And I think that that kind of purpose, that like to live in service, not to you, but to live in service to humanity, to live in service to your family, to live in service to your church, to your city, to your country, to the world, living in service is that, I feel like that is the purest form of joy.
Woe is me, it's not my fault, it was so-and-so, they did it to me. I want you to stop that immediately. Remind yourself that you own your life. Remind yourself of cause and effect. Remind yourself that you are in control. You could make a different decision and you could get a different outcome because you can't control the world, you can't control other people, you can only control yourself. And between that stimulus and that response is your ability to make a different choice.
If you can be still long enough in all of your endeavors, the good times, the hard times, to connect yourself to the source, I call it God, you can call it whatever you want, to the force, nature, Allah, the power. If you can connect yourself to the source and allow the energy that it is your personality, your life force to be connected to the greater force, anything is possible for you.
I'm talking about being honest with yourself about what you're doing, about how you've performed, about whether or not you're being weak in something. Because if you're being weak, the only problem with that is ignoring it. is pretending like it's okay, is not holding yourself to a standard. It's going to happen from time to time, but if you're not honest with yourself about where you are, if you're not having that hard, direct talk, then you're never gonna make progress.
You gotta make a decision. Listen to me. You gotta make a decision. What's the decision? What's the thing you came here for? Now we're at the moment. The clock is ticking. People say all the time, hey, life is short. Let me tell you something. Life can be long. You bury your dreams, you quit this, life gets long. See, time's relative. 2 minutes of you being with your sweetie, doing whatever you like to do with them, that can go by quick, right? What's about the last 2 minutes on a treadmill? Does that not seem like it goes by for like 4 hours, right? So if you're enjoying it, it's short. If it's painful, it's long. Life can be long.
When you lose your job, when someone you thought you'd be with for the rest of your life say, no, we can't do this no more, that's when you have to stand. That's when you have to begin to live this faith. And that's not on you. That's when you got to call on something higher than you. Let that mind be in you. You got to be out of your mind to believe in spite of these numbers, you can still make it. In spite of the pain you're feeling, you can still come back again. I believe it.
Small minds discuss other people. Good minds discuss events. Great minds discuss ideas.
There is no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that's less than the one you're capable of living.
40 years ago, March 27th, 1975, it was 40 years ago, I was flunking out of college. I had a 1.7 grade point average. I was sitting in my mother's beauty parlor, and I'm looking in the mirror, and I see behind me this woman under the dryer. She said, somebody give me a pen, give me a pencil, I have a prophecy. March 27th, 1975, she said, boy, you are gonna travel the world and speak to millions of people. But that's not the most important thing, the success that I had. The most important thing is that what she taught me and what she told me that day has stayed with me since. I've been protected. I've been directed. I've been corrected. I've kept God in my life and it's kept me humble. I didn't always stick with him, but he always stuck with me.
You have these dreams. Dreams without goals remain dreams. Dreams without goals. Yearly goals, light goals, daily goals, monthly goals, hourly goals, minute by minute goals. Dreams without goals are just dreams. And they ultimately fuel disappointment.
I never understood that concept, having something to fall back on. If I'm going to fall, I don't want to fall back on anything. I want to fall forward. I figure at least this way I'll see what I'm going to hit.
Goals on the road to achievement cannot be achieved without discipline and consistency.
You will fail at some point in your life. Accept it. You will lose. You will embarrass yourself. You will suck at something.
Every day you have to plan. Plan to fail. We fail to plan.
Hard work works. And in this text, tweet, twerk world that you've grown up in, remember, just because you're doing a lot more doesn't mean you're getting a lot more done. Don't confuse movement with progress. So never give up. Without commitment, you'll never start. But more importantly, without consistency, you'll never finish. I ain't got to like you. Mr. Rand don't give me my money, compadre, cause he like me. He give it to me cause he owe me. Say thank you in advance for what's already yours. True desire in the heart for anything good is God's proof to you sent beforehand to indicate that it's yours already. Now, don't you go through life worrying about whether somebody like you or not. You best be making sure they're doing right by you.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Because taking risk is not just about going for a job. It's also about knowing what you know and what you don't know. It's about being open to people and to ideas. And anything you want, you can have. So claim it. Work hard to get it. When you get it, reach back. Pull someone else up. Because the chances you take, the people you meet, the people you love, the faith that you have, that's what's going to define you.
There is no cap on the human mind. You are your own hero. You are your own leader. You are your own master.
We are completely in control of our emotional state. You're going, this sucks, but I'm going to make the best.
Small step, big priority, small incremental changes.
And no one saved me. You have to face yourself. I figured out the one piece I was missing. I thought it was cars. I thought it was women. I thought it was money. I thought it was everything. The one piece I was missing was me having the courage to face myself. I made this person. I made this person by diving into the insecurities that life gave me. Because now they're yours. They're yours to own. If you're not smart, call yourself dumb. It's okay. If you're fat, call yourself fat. I used to be 300 pounds. Mm. We want to talk so soft to ourselves. We're looking for that recovery day. It's not coming. And that's the mentality I took with me. It wasn't like someone came down here and guided me through life. When you figure this out on your own, the amount of pride and dignity and self-respect you have, that's why I walk around the streets with a backpack and just like, I don't need anything else.
Yeah.
You figure it out by going inside yourself, by callousing over the victim's mentality.
So whether it's traffic, or it's being in a horrific car accident, we are completely in control of our emotional state. And the key that unlocks the door to emotional invincibility, if you will, is acceptance. We can choose to be, consciously choose to be. First, you accept what you can't change. And then you go, what emotion would best serve me? And I think more often than not, it's gratitude and happiness for the most part, or optimism, is an emotion. But we can be the happiest and the most grateful we've ever been while we are going through the most difficult, painful, scary time in our lives. And here's the thing, it just makes it that much easier. It doesn't mean that it doesn't suck, but it means that you're not letting the fact that it sucks completely control your emotional well-being. You're going, this sucks, but I'm gonna make the best of it.
I think one of the biggest challenges with change is too much pressure, especially when someone has other challenges that affect the challenge of distraction. And I would look at small incremental changes. Small changes, but a big priority in their life. The challenge I find is that too many of us are trying to change too many things all at the same time. It's like we want to wake up early and start going to the gym and eat right all in the same week.
It's impossible.
Right? It's impossible. Like no one can do that. Small step, big priority. Try and change one small thing, but make it the biggest priority of the week. What we do, we try and make big steps and make them all small priorities. And so we want to shift that. Right, shifted the other way around. You see a child doesn't start learning how to eat proper food and walk at the same time. Like children have moments in their life where certain things start evolving for them. That's how we're built, that's how we're wired. So allowing that to happen continuously, even when we grow older, makes it easier for that person as well.
Fear is so real. In fact, there are probably things that you're afraid of doing right now in your life, in your relationships, at work. And the fact that you're afraid, that's robbing you of all of the experiences that you want to have in your life. I mean, if you're afraid to fly, That's going to limit your ability to travel and see the world or go visit friends. If you're afraid of public speaking, that's going to really limit your ability to express yourself and share your ideas. If you're afraid of talking to your boss or asking for a raise, that directly impacts how much money you make. Or what if you are dreaming of starting a business, or you've already started a new business, but you're afraid to talk to people and you're afraid to share your business with people? I mean, fear is something that stops us all. Fear is real. You can't control the feelings that are going to rise up in your body when you're on a plane, or when you're talking to your boss, or when you see somebody that's attractive and you really want to go over and talk to that person. But you can always control what you think, and you can always make a decision about the actions you're going to take. But the thing that's so difficult for most of us is how, when you're alone, you push through the excuses, the habits, the fears, and actual physical constraints that you have in your life right now so that you can make the pivot. What do you do when you have to get on a plane and you're actually terrified of flying? What do you do if you got to give a presentation and you are afraid of public speaking? Here's what you're going to do. Think about your brain as being in two modes. There's autopilot. We've all experienced that. Well, what is autopilot? Autopilot is the interior part of your brain. You'll hear neuroscientists and psychologists talk about the basal ganglia.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Very important thing to understand is that there's a part of your brain that its entire job is basically to execute your habits. Habits, behaviors that you repeat without even thinking about it. When you pull your pants on in the morning, I guarantee you, you either put your left or your right leg in first, because that behavior is what researchers call a habit loop. It gets encoded as a closed loop system right here. The problem for most of us is that half of the day, we're on autopilot. And that's not me making a guess. That's what researchers that study habits and study psychology say. That half of your day, you're basically kind of checked out and you're on autopilot. And when you're checked out and you're on autopilot, any behavior pattern that you repeat can take over. And guess what are behavior patterns that we repeat? Thinking patterns. So self-doubt, worry, procrastination, overthinking, analysis paralysis, fear. Those are all thinking patterns that are habits. One of the most important things that I want people to understand is that you're actually not a worrier. You have a habit of worrying. You're not a procrastinator. You have a habit of procrastinating. Big difference. And when you understand that any behavior pattern, whether it is a thinking pattern like you doubt yourself all the time, or whether it's a behavior pattern like you drink too much, or you snap at your kids, or you micromanage your team. Every one of those behavior patterns and thinking patterns can actually be interrupted and replaced using science. Now, let's talk about the second part of the brain, drive. Drive is the mode where you're in charge of your thoughts. It's where you are fully awake, you are present, and you are driving your thoughts and actions. When you're doing that, your prefrontal cortex is active. The prefrontal cortex is the part of the brain that you need in order to learn new behavior, in order to do something difficult, in order to do something uncertain, in order to do strategic thinking. And now you got a decision to make. Are you going to drift back into the habits, or are you going to awaken your prefrontal cortex and drive forward and focus and do something new? You have to act within 5 seconds. Are you going to go on autopilot and get trapped in your mind? or are you going to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and awaken your prefrontal cortex and drive forward? You think that you need to feel confident or courageous in order to get started. You don't. You actually just have to start, and that's the riddle of life. That lying in bed, hoping that you wake up some morning motivated to change, that's not the answer. You actually have to learn how to push yourself. You have to learn how to leverage the power of your decisions, and you've got to learn how to take action when you don't feel like it. Because every morning when I woke up, I did not feel confident. I felt like a loser. I felt like the world's worst parent. I felt like I had failed at every single turn. See, this is the knowledge action gap. You can know what you want. You can know what you should be doing. But how do you make yourself do it when the feelings and the motivation isn't there? When all you got is fear? You cannot control what triggers you, and the fact that you may rise up with anger, you may rise up with self-doubt, you may have anxiety fill your body, but you can always control what you think and how you behave. And we spend way too much time trying to focus on manipulating how we feel about things and not enough time practicing the skills of controlling your behavior and your thoughts. We make decisions with feelings. 95% of our decisions are made by how you feel in the moment. And that is the problem. You need to take control of the moment and leverage the power of your decisions and make them up here. Because when I was lying in bed, I wasn't saying to myself, I should get up because that's going to help me start my day right. I was saying, do I feel like getting up? Do you feel like making that cold call? No, you don't. Do you feel like doing that third set of reps? No, you don't. Do you feel like having that hard conversation? No, you don't. Do you feel like ending this relationship, whether it's in business or in your life, that is sucking you dry? No, you don't. We make decisions based on our feelings, and that is robbing you of joy and opportunity. And it is blinding you from the fact that how you change your life is 1 5-second decision at a time, one push at a time. And if you accept the fact that you may never feel ready and you may never feel motivated and you may never feel confident, you may never feel courageous, and that's okay, but you can still push yourself forward. What happens over time is as you start to see yourself becoming the person that takes action, that you start to see yourself becoming the kind of person that speaks even though your voice is shaking. You're the kind of person that has a bias toward moving instead of a bias toward thinking. Guess what happens? You build the skill of confidence and courage. 5 years ago, we thought the brain stopped growing at the age of 25. The answer now is never. The truth is your brain's always growing and expanding. That's why you can always learn new things, which is amazing because it allows for what we call behavioral flexibility, meaning there's no reason for you to ever be stagnant, not in business, not as a leader, not as a human being.
Are you a questioner? A wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big